Uno.
This is the story of three English-speaking expats who arrived in Prague during the post-Velvet Revolution golden age and who ended up becoming entrepreneurs, serving the very communities of which they had become a part. Todd Benson, Bryn Perkins and Martin Howlings are the respective heads of Prague.tv, PragueMonitor.com and expats.cz. Three websites that both serve English-speaking Czechs in Prague as well as give English speakers across the world a window into this small country at the heart of Europe. Today, the expat community in Prague has morphed from the amorphous collection of idealists that first came to the country, often quite literally to do nothing, into a bustling mix of media types, teachers, students, businessmen and women, and everything in between, something that is reflected in the evolution of these three websites. Todd Benson founded Prague.tv in 2001.
I'm from the US. I actually left in 1997. Traveling around Europe, hit Prague, thought it was a beautiful city, so got involved in the bar business here, managed the Globe bookstore that was actually in Prague 7 back then, and in 2001 I figured with a couple friends of mine that there wasn't enough information online for people like us, so we started Prague TV.
And how did the website evolve?
It was an online magazine, in essence, with also classified listings, real estate. And what began as just being a service for people like ourselves that have been here for 5 or 6 years at the time, we realized we were getting a lot of traffic from overseas, from people that were planning on visiting Prague, also people relocating to Prague. So we started to try to cater to those people with more targeted articles in particular. Also, we launched a business directory, and then we realized we can actually make money at this. So we began to do advertising for local businesses here.
Bryn Perkins is the founder of the Prague Daily Monitor, or simply PragueMonitor.com, a website that makes Czech news accessible to English speakers, sourcing various sites, including our own Radio Prague.
I moved here in 2001, planning just to stay for a month or two, and was so taken by the city and from the experience of learning and living somewhere other than the United States that I decided to stay for 2 or 3 years. And I got involved with a bookstore cafe, started it with some Czech friends called Shakespeare and Sons, which is still going. But after a couple of years, I got out of that and I started the Prague Daily Monitor.
And just how did this website come about?
I saw a need. I was very interested to know what was happening in the Czech Republic, and Google News had just broken. So I was going there and finding stories about the Czech Republic, and I realized that, unfortunately, Google News didn't do a very good job of organizing them. So I thought it would be very useful to send people who are interested by email a list of interesting stories for the day.
Martin Howlings is the founder of expats.cz, a website that is designed to both inform and to provide an interactive forum for expats living in Prague.
I was born in Northampton in the United Kingdom. I came to the Czech Republic almost 9 years ago. I was, I think, 22 and had very little else to really keep me in the UK and had some experiences that I needed to have, so quit my job.
Martin then moved to Prague, but found a job very different from his background in the print and design business.
Well, I was teaching English like most people were in those days, and after a year or so I realized this really wasn't what I did for a living. So I needed to get back to doing something that I felt was more in line with my own interests. So realized that there was a deep lack of information for people such as myself in those days. And again, we're going back 8-9 years. How do you find information on visas for English, American, Swedish, you know, all my international friends, to where to go, what to do, the legal implications of this, or how to start a business, and did they have the right paperwork in order? So that was one side. Then the social side is, how do you meet other expats, and how do you find things from back home? And there were so many questions.
In all three cases, these websites have evolved beyond the expectations of merely serving English speakers in Prague. There is another community too, people abroad wanting to know about the Czech Republic. The Prague Monitor's Bryn Perkins explains.
That's really interesting. At the beginning, I thought our readers would be people living here, but a lot of our readers are abroad, and they're all different kinds. There are people who are interested for business reasons or diplomatic reasons. We have a lot of the diplomatic embassy corps that read us from all around the world. Then there are people who maybe lived here for a while and feel a connection and want to know what's going on, or have a close relative or family member that is from the Czech Republic or ancestors, and they want a better idea of what happens here. And then, of course, there are people who physically live in the Czech Republic and want to know about about the place in which they live.
And as Todd Benson of Prague.tv found out, there are also Czechs interested in what the English community is up to.
We have a pretty broad spectrum. We're focused on any English speaker. So, of course, we have the tourists, we have real estate investment people, we have local businesses, we have English-speaking Czechs. We have actually about 15% of our users are actually Czechs, which is quite interesting.
All three of these businesses started small, growing from modest aims into the more polished operations that they have undoubtedly become. Martin Howlings of expats.cz explains.
We started off just myself 9 years ago with one computer, an idea. We now have a staff of between 8 to 10, depending on the time of year. 400 clients. We have a great deal of media partners and goodwill that comes our way. Yeah, I think the number of people coming to the Czech Republic is pretty much the same as it was, and the number of English-speaking Czechs that use expat.cz has increased dramatically too.
Another aspect of Prague that has changed beyond measure is the English-speaking community that finds its way here today as compared with the post-Velvet Revolution era. Todd Benson has observed this change firsthand.
Oh, for sure. I mean, it's no longer the bohemian kind of lifestyle. I mean, it's definitely gone more Western, more business, more commercial. On a positive note, I mean, it's a good thing because, you know, it's definitely become cleaner in terms of the reconstructed buildings. I mean, it's much prettier downtown. I think people that move here now have it a lot easier compared to how we had it when we moved here, you know, in 97 and before that, obviously. Better or worse, I don't know. It's apples and oranges.
Martin Howlings also offers some cold water for those who hold on to the romantic notion of Prague during the 1990s.
My experiences 8-9 years ago, I was enjoying a beer for 8 crowns in the small town that I lived in. And you would meet poetic types. You would meet these people that have been lost in this world of Kafka and, you know, and trying to find themselves by sitting on the Charles Bridge and you know, having a smoke and watching the world go by. And that's fine. But in these days, people are here with a purpose. People that are here are better educated. They see the opportunities. I think they also appreciate the life that exists here in Prague. People that come here and take everything from the landscape and then disappear, these people are, they're gone. It is too expensive to couch surf.
But Bryn Perkins believes that a new phase has begun, one that is also worthy of its own story.
I think that the standard picture that was taken and sort of has went out across the world, and it's maybe the stereotype for an expat in Prague, that early 90s or something, that isn't the reality anymore. It's still a very interesting place, but I don't think we've found, as an expatriate community, English-speaking community, what the story is now, how we fit in. I think there's a new story to be told, and maybe there's some aspiring novelist out there who can come here and figure out the way it really is.
The Havel-era romanticism is sadly gone, but a more clear-eyed pragmatism is also bringing its own rewards, as these three entrepreneurs have certainly discovered.